Oh, yeah. Ice potatoes comes in croaker sacks, and a little old red sacks about this long you buy them in. I don't know what they call that. It's some kind of knitting or something, but it's not croaker sack. But I don't know what the kind of little old sacks they call them.
Well, what's a croaker sack?
It's a bridge about this long, kind of mouth about that wide. It's yellow, and it's knitted together.
What used to come in that?
Potatoes, corn, or feed, or anything. That you get in it.
Did you ever hear it called anything besides croaker sack?
That's all I know.
You ever hear gunny sack or toe sack?
Yeah, I've heard of toe sacks. I didn't know what come in them.
And
now if I might look at them, I might could tell you, but I don't think any of them sacks of stuff comes in. I'll generally burn them up. I'm the old croaker sack.
Sam, if you opened a bottle and then wanted to shut it back up so the stuff wouldn't spill out, you'd stick in
a lid.
Or, well, now they have a lid, but you could just stick down a
top.
Okay. What did people used to stop up bottles with?
They used to use a cork, but they don't do that no more. They just stop them up with any kind of little old, like a Coca-Cola bottle or something like that. They don't use them corks no more.
And this is a musical instrument that you blow on like this?
A harp.
A harp?
Yeah.
What about the one that goes like this?
Harmonica.
The one that you twang?
Ain't that what they call a harmonica?
Okay. Did you ever hear that called a juice?
Juice harp?
Yeah,
I heard them, but I ain't never blow one.
Is that the same thing? Is it harmonica?
It might be, I don't know, tell you the truth. I've seen them get them up at their mouths and do them right away. I never did fool with them.
That's the juice harp?
Yeah.
And if you have a wagon and two horses, what do you call that long wooden piece between the horses?
A foot board, a wagon bed.
Or that comes between the horses.
That's a single tree.
No, I mean
a tongue.
A
tongue.
What about with a horse and a buggy?
Well, that's got shafts to it. Two of them. One on each side. You put them through a loop on the horses. And fix it where it won't come off.
And on the wagon wheel, the things that hold the one wheel to the other, you call that the
spokes.
Or that goes from one wheel to the other wheel is the
spokes in the wagon wheel.
Or the
the axle's on that, and then the spokes is in the axle.
What does the spokes fit into?
Well, they got holes in the axle, and they got a piece up on top, they got holes in that with a iron rim around that.
What do they call that piece up on top with holes in it?
Well, the wheel, I reckon. I don't know what to call it.
Did you ever hear felly or feller?
You might have some of them words, I don't know.
Well, some of these words might not be used in this area, so.
Might not.
Say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say that he was
going slow?
Or he was what wood?
Hauling wood.
And say if there was a log across the road, you'd say I